So for raising our consciousness, why do we focus primarily on sound as compared to exercises, foods, other activities? Yeah, other activities are also important. And there are various ways to raise our consciousness. See, presently, our consciousness is rooted in various directions. So for example, right now, you're looking at me. So your consciousness is rooted through your eyes. But at the same time, if somebody's cell phone rings, nearly your consciousness is rooted through the ears also. Or, you know, if you find that suddenly the floor is becoming cold, and it's the skin also. So our consciousness is rooted through various senses right now. And the process of spiritualizing our consciousness, that can be done most effectively when we put spiritual stimuli on as many of our senses as possible. So for example, you saw we had put the mantra written over here. So the idea is, through our eyes also, we provide a spiritual stimulus for ourselves. Through our ears, we provide a spiritual stimulus for ourselves. So the mantra, for example, can be chanted in the mind also. But when we chant it aloud, we engage our tongue and we engage our ears. So there is greater spiritual stimuli and there is greater possibility of elevating our consciousness. So eating food that are spiritually conducive, sitting in certain postures, they are all helpful in raising our consciousness. At the same time, the sound has special potency. We are presently, to give another metaphor, earlier I gave the metaphor of projection of consciousness. Now our consciousness is projected into virtual reality. To give another example to illustrate this, we are currently in a state of spiritual slumber. We are like spiritually asleep. So when we are, say, physically asleep, at that time, the primary sense that is still potentially active is the ear. There is a joke that once a husband and a wife quarreled with each other. And then they just went to sleep in the bed, facing each other, facing opposite to each other. And before sleeping, the husband wrote a note for his wife. You know, please wake me up at 6 o'clock. And then he woke up, he thought it was 9 o'clock. He got so angry, he looked. And he saw where his wife was sleeping, she had woken, gone along, it was about to blast at her. And then he looked, she had written a note over here. Oh, it's 6 o'clock, wake up. So, when we are sleeping, at that time, you know, we can't see. So, when we are asleep, the primary sense that is active is the ear. That's why we have alarm clocks. We don't have alarm sights. We have alarm clocks. So, sound has special potency for altering the state of our consciousness. Just as sound can bring us out of physical sleep, sound can also bring us out of spiritual sleep. Sound can awaken us from our spiritually asleep state to the spiritually awake state. And it is the most effective way in terms of being accessible to us and being transformable for us. So there are other ways. And in fact, if you come more periodically over here, you will learn about a whole experiential way of living that is meant to spiritualize our consciousness. But the most potent way to raise our consciousness is through sound. And that's why we focus on sound. But other methods can also be used for enhancing and elevating our consciousness. Does that address your question?
Yeah.